This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, the way we go, welcome to show number 2920. Along with Steve the Throw Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my car,
Montgomery!
And the men's room!
On tap today,
who sucks less? We will review some men's room rules. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tim.
Clack, drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. Plumber in Ireland digs a tunnel from home to the pub and drinks every night when his wife falls asleep.
Yes.
Meanwhile, an English sex doll company will replicate your dead lover, but the price is definitely not cheap.
Let's get it on.
Texas couple admits to performing karaoke at restaurant, but not on karaoke night. A woman has sex on a new bed and then suddenly takes flight. And an Uber driver faces life in prison for, quote, the ride from hell. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Dennis Hoff, you know him, the legal pimp and owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, died at the age of 72. And aside from owning a brothel, Dennis was also a Republican candidate for the Nevada State Legislature. All right. He died yesterday. And in spite of this, state law in Nevada dictates that Dennis's name stay on the ballot up until and including Election Day. Dennis Hoff passed, but as a candidate in Nevada, in spite of this little oversight, we're going to keep his name on the ballot. That's just what they do in Nevada. So think about that. But the truth is, sometimes stupid or weird things happen after someone dies. In California, a high school student's grandmother passed away and was cremated. It didn't get weird until the ashes were baked into cookies. And then it got weirder when the high school student took those cookies to class and handed them out chock full of grandma. Or you can go to England, where, as Miles said, a sex doll company is now offering to create personalized dolls of dead lovers. That's right. You've lost someone, but you still want to tap that ass. Hey, they got your back. Think about that one. They do some other things as well, but that's the one that really stood out. But look, in the end, sometimes weird things happen after someone dies. A family stops talking to each other, weird family secrets. So here is today's question. What happened after they died?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like the men's room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
On the show, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2920. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as we have the return of Who Sucks Less. Stephen Throwhill, you bring us three stories out of the news. It is very hard for you to
find three stories that are somewhat disturbing in these happy times. But you dig deep.
I dig deep, man.
You find those three stories.
I
bet it does. I bet it takes hours and hours to come up with things where you go, what the hell's going on? You know, and then you find those three. And then we determine which of these three stories suck the least. What are we in for this week on Who Sucks Less? Is it going to be a little heavy? Is it going to be light? What's it
No,
gonna be?
Look, I'll be honest with you. Believe it or not, in spite of how hard it is to find stories of people doing terrible things.
I'm sure it is.
During the course of the week, I'll set some aside, right? And so I got up this morning. I figured I would surf specifically for bad things. I do not recommend doing this. Just stick with the normal news.
Okay.
So I ended up making the decision in my mind to go kind of light. Even Mike Hawk said,
fair,
not so bad this week.
We'll also review some interim rules.
Not so bad.
Every once in a while, we try to put some rules into law. And if you want to check out all the rules that you made throughout the years, just check out mensroomlive.com. There's a whole category there. Men's room rules are all broken down for you in different sections and everything else. All right. Our question today, what happened after they died? We have a number of stories here. All kinds of things happen that are crazy after someone passes away, depending on the circumstances of their life. People who are trying to get their hands in certain areas. There's all kinds.
You mean money.
Money, of course. And sometimes...
right, exactly.
Sometimes not. Including, the woman who was taking pictures of the dead people.
And sending these... So she was, the head of the mortuary sciences, but she would take pictures of the cadavers. And not just dead people. Sometimes it was pictures where the organs were removed. There was one in particular where corpses were covered in maggots. And she would send these to her friends... But understand, her friends did not solicit these.
No.
This is like the unsolicited D-pic, but it's corpses, and they ratted it around to cops.
And speaking of D-pics, there was a case where there were four nurses who I believe were fired because a gentleman passed away, and apparently he was doing real, real well for himself to the point where, like, you got to come and see this. So when the guy died... when he was in the morgue, like, they were like, man, seriously, you got to come in here and take a look at this. Take a picture of this. This is the most unbelievable thing you ever saw. I don't know what the guy had, but whatever he had.
He had a monster package.
He had a monster package, and they kept going in to look at it, and they got busted, and then they all got fired. I don't know if they took pictures. I don't know what the deal was, but, you know, he's long gone. But
this
is what happened.
Long gone.
Long gone. long gone silver.
Yes.
Away!
Listen, I know, it seems like a super disrespect, but on some level, if I had to write his obituary, I would add, and apparently, had a monster crank, we now call him Gone Silver.
That's it.
And when he passed away, four nurses lost their job just looking at that thing.
Gone Silver.
Hell, even yesterday, on What You Don't Need to Know, the legends, we had a guy who was the guy made out of shoes, who was a notorious criminal way back in the 1800s, but when he passed away, for some reason, the doctor who, he kind of wanted to take his brain to figure out what the hell was wrong with his brain, so if he could figure out by studying his brain why he was such a criminal and bad human being. But for some reason, his mind flipped a switch because the guy, I guess, had decent skin.
Nice skin.
So he decided to
make
a pair.
That was his decision.
He decided to make a pair of shoes out of this guy.
So remember that, ladies. Yeah, exactly. The next time I rub and say, ooh,
well, that's nice.
You have soft arms.
What are those?
I'm picturing you on my feet.
Okay, so let's move on here. What happened after they died? And in this one, you heard about the latest on the death of Nevada brothel owner and Republican political candidate Dennis Hoff. He was an owner and state assembly candidate, and he was found passed away on Tuesday. But he will remain on the ballot in the race for a state house seat in November's election. Nevada Deputy Secretary of State for Elections Wayne Thurley says ballots with Dennis Hoff's name have been printed and mailed to voters, but signs will be posted at polling places notifying voters that the candidate has passed on. Dennis previously starred in an HBO series about his business called Cat House. Thurley says that if Hoff wins the election for the heavily GOP assembly district, then officials in the counties that the district covers will nominate another Republican to fill that vacancy. Hoff was running against Democratic Las Vegas educator Lisa Romanoff.
How so bad you feel if I'm Lisa Romanoff, all right?
Lisa Romanoff.
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm Lisa Romanoff and I lose anyway, I mean, is that even worse to the ego?
I would think so.
Has this ever happened? Because there's a movie about it. There's an Eddie Murphy movie about it.
The historical Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Well, I got to think it's probably happened before. And because the law sounds stupid, and you have to I don't know this. I'm guessing it's one of those laws that's been overlooked. So back in the day, right, when newspapers were the thing, but I mean like delivered 3 days after the news happened kind of newspapers.
Yeah.
Canada dies before you go to the polls. There's no way to disseminate the information to people in time. So you just put a note at the voting place, right? Says, hey, man, got bad news. I know you drove 40 miles to get here and you're donkey, but so-and-so is dead.
Keep in mind, Dennis turned 72 on Sunday. He had a party, and then this was Tuesday morning that he was found. So a day and a half after he turned 72 years old. Ted, I know one point in time you went and celebrated his birthday.
I went twice.
How old? Do you remember how old he was at the birthday parties you went to? I'm assuming 67.
Yeah, probably like mid 60, like 65, 66, somewhere in there, right? Oh, no, you're probably right, because if he was 73.
And same cast of characters, Ron Jeremy was at this birthday.
When I was there, right, I met Ron Jeremy. I met the now deceased Chyna, the wrestler.
Flava Flav was there this year.
Right? Was Joey Buttafuoco still there?
I don't know about that. Sheriff Joe was there, the famous sheriff
from
Arizona. But he was found about an hour away from Las Vegas.
Johnny Buss?
At another party home.
Johnny Buss? Who's Johnny Buss?
It's like...
Oh, you know,
like
the from the Lakers. Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
He was Jerry Buss.
Like
Jerry
big Buss? Money, yeah. Johnny, I think.
Johnny.
It's another Buss. It's one of the...
Same family.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, it's Johnny Buss.
I mean, think the sister still runs the Lakers. But
right. Now, granted, I have personal experience because I've been there. But, like, the pool at the Bunny Ranch is only allowed for Dennis... And the girls.
Right. So nobody else can swim in that thing.
No, you can pay any amount you want. That's like his one place. And every other place, you know, you can get in the hot tub if you pay enough, this and that. But the pool was always never. Except the Sunday after his birthday.
Really?
And he would have a pool party.
And anybody could go.
How was it?
If you were invited, again, one of the most, I get away with a lot of stuff in my life. This is one of the more surreal things I've ever been around. I mean, there's just hot, naked women everywhere. And then there's people that have, like, married some of the girls. So the husbands are there. And it's just... It's almost to the point after a while, not that you come numb to it, but you're just like, yeah, this is just what I do on Sunday. There's just naked chicks walking around, drinking shots. And like, he never drank or anything, but
never did drugs.
There was like, you know, we're sitting out there having drinks and stuff. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That sounds
good. Yeah, so I just want to say for the record, I know what the man did, this and that. From a personal level, he was always... super nice and kind and took me to dinners. Like, he was very nice to
me. He was nice to our show. He was on the show probably 10 or 12 times. He was probably the most regular guest that we've had on the show as far as the number of times that he came on. Whenever he was doing something, he was a master at delivering the hype. He was a master at being entertaining when he was on the show. He always did it for a reason. Yeah. It was normally for veterans, military members, trying to get back in ways, any ways that he could that he thought would be a good idea. So it seemed like when we had him on, what he was doing was always charitable. It was always, it was always...
Even when we didn't have him on, what he was doing was charitable. All right? You make a donation, and instead of sending you a T-shirt, they send you a vagina. All right? And, like, there you go. But he put his money to this. So, by the way, as far as who was at his party, you said Sheriff Joe, right? From Arizona, basically made himself famous by being a grizzly old a-hole. So a comment says, what the F was Sheriff Joe doing there? He's
Republican.
Prude.
He's Republican.
Don't be fooled. Like, look, he'll enforce law. It's not illegal. It's not illegal. Yeah. It's a legal brothel. Yeah. And he was doing exactly what you think he was doing at the legal brothel.
Sheriff Joe.
Getting no saggy, you know.
And Sheriff Joe said he'd be there.
Yeah.
That was the other fun thing about that stuff. You definitely met people that were never there.
That's true.
Right. Yep. Sheriff Joe is saying I was there. So think what you want. He doesn't mind that you know. There's a lot of people. Trust me. I think there's probably a lot of people in D.C. that aren't that broken up that Dennis is gone.
Well, you know what? One thing about what he does and what he did, and we know this to be true, just on private conversations, is the man would never say a word about his business.
No.
He would never talk about clients. He would never. He would say, hey, look, man, there's some very powerful people. I can walk into a room and people will give me a look like, oh, God. Because they know.
He said he went to Congress to testify about something. I believe it was about the treatment of wild horses in Nevada. Neither here nor there. But it's just on Congress's agenda. And like anything, they're not paying super attention to what's coming up next. It's just the rigmarole they go through. He rolls in and it's just, you know, and I'll never say who, but it's like there is a sizable percentage of these gentlemen who see me. And you can see the terror on their face. And then they look down to make sure what the itinerary is.
Yeah.
Right. And when they see that it's horses, you can just see, like, the blood returns to their face.
And one more note.
They're
on
dirty,
him.
People.
One more note on him.
Dirty.
And Dennis, we'll say this. And this is a long time past, all right? But it was a different time for our show. We were doing different things on the radio. We came on after Howard Stern. Mm-hmm. I think the environment was a little bit different at that time as far as...
no one had seen Janet Jackson's nipple.
Exactly.
Really,
basically what it comes down to.
And when you talk about years of people, you can say BC or AD. I think in radio, we say BN. Before nipple.
Yeah, or before. Yeah. Or we can't say BJ before Janet.
Yeah, right, we had to switch it.
We thought about that.
But we got in more trouble.
It didn't seem apropos.
We had to switch it to BN.
But we had Dennis on, and at the time, he was dating Sunset Thomas.
It's a real name.
Was on the Cat House show, and one of the problems they had at the airport was they had all these power tools. Like DeWalt power tools, but they all had sex toys attached to them.
Right. So that's her thing.
Like the drills, the thing would spin around.
Yeah.
And then they got stopped in the airport because they had all the stuff, so they had a hard time even just getting through an international flight with all this crap.
Oh, they didn't give it back either, man. She didn't get her stuff back.
No. And so when they came in the studio, we had a newspaper up all the windows.
Yes.
Because where our studio was you walked into a lobby at this facility and you could see all the stations that were in the building and the guys and the shows that were on the air and the signs and all that crap.
But they would take like Boy Scouts on tours.
Sure.
And we're like, look, man, we're not.
Absolutely. So we had to put up a newspaper all around the studio. Lo and behold, since they took all the tools. Sunset Thomas brought fruit. I guess she just figured that was plan B.
It was, because that's what happened.
We did the interview. We didn't let... It was a lot of theater of the mind going on in there. We didn't let everybody know everything that was going on. But we crashed our website from hits. Because we had a live cam.
Yeah, that was the old...
And we blew CBS's live cam up. So...
Keep in mind.
And then the phone starts ringing off the hook, and people don't know what's going on.
But you also have to keep in mind, we had to... Our boss, not sure what he's doing now, but our boss at the time was not okay with this. As we understand it, we have been told by some of our allies within the building, hey, man, like, just lock the studio door and stay in there. Keep in mind, we have newspaper up on the window,
Nobody can see anything.
But we also can't see out. We just understand
what's going on outside around us, which is now chaos. Now we get another note that says this. Hey, look. As soon as this show is over, you get the F out of the building as fast as you can. Don't let anybody see you. You get out before anybody can get in your face. So we evacuate, and then all hell breaks loose. We find out all the stuff. We get called in the boss's office. Did you do this? Did you do that?
That's not what happened.
What was happening on the air?
The guy who was our ally, we walked into his office, which was across the hall from the studio. And again, this is the first time we've met Dennis Hoff and did an interview, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we all had fun. He just looked at us and said, and I believe it was all three of us, just, are you effing stupid? Right? So we just said.
And then he asked about the banana.
I said, look, man, when you say it like that, it makes me feel like maybe we are.
Right.
But we weren't thinking that. Yeah. Right. And so there was a thing with the banana.
He goes, did that happen with the banana? We said, absolutely not.
Correct.
Absolutely not. It did not happen.
No. So what you said was, yeah, honestly, look, we were a little green, so we said, well, yeah, man. Absolutely. We did what you think we did, and it's worse than what you're probably picturing now. We said, yeah, we did that. And we said, how would you not? This opportunity comes up once in a lifetime, man.
I mean, come on.
Sorry, Eminem beat you to that punch. Like, bro, we took advantage of this. Like, when are we going to do this again? And that was the honest to God our defense, and I stand by that. So I've never done it again. This moment was happening, and I understand that you are angry, brother. I'm in the studio and this is going to sorry.
So,
you got to remember the other funny thing, too, is actually I wasn't in there because the producer at the time was like, you can't hang out today, like blah, blah, blah. And I was
what?
Like, all right. So there was nobody else to answer the phones, too. So while the bosses are pissed, they keep ringing the hotline, but there's nobody there to answer.
No, oh, no.
No. So at any point, they tried to stop it, the door's locked, nobody's answering
they can't
like,
do anything about
they
it.
Couldn't get
they're
in
just
at all.
Listening.
So then
yeah. I didn't think it, honestly, honest to God, neither of us thought it was that bad, but we kept getting these notes, so we just knew that maybe other people thought that it was bad, but that, honest to God, seemed like, well, that's their problem.
Sure.
It turns out that wasn't entirely true.
So we hear it later after we go and we hide out.
And again, this is the first time we've ever met Dennis Hoff.
That's right. And so we have an unbelievable experience. That ended up later on, like Dennis took us to, he and Larry Flynn took us to their club when they opened up their brand new club.
The Hustler Club?
Yeah, man. Give me a beer.
What? I think Larry wants you to go get him a beer. All right. So he goes, he called one of us. He said, look, man, you're going to have to come in here tomorrow. We're going to have a meeting. Immediately. As soon as you get in here. I need to get in here early, whatever the deal was. So we're like, oh, Christ.
That's a bad
thing. Oh, Christ.
Because we were like, dude, we're going to
the phone. Oh, like, Steve didn't even have a phone. Don't
but no, man.
He just called like through a soup can. You just hear him screaming across the city. Like, you'll be in here at 10 a.m.
It was from the Dunkin' Donuts payphone.
Right.
So around the corner.
So we get in there.
But wait, real quick, I will say this. We thought for sure we were going to get fired.
That was the idea.
And you know what? If I'm going to get fired from a job, kiss my ass, that would have been the way to go.
So man. We kind of like,
stand by that because I got to do the thing with the banana that you asked me about.
So we psych ourselves up. We get all jacked up. We're like, you know what? We're going to go in there and fight for this and whatever.
And get fired.
And whatever happens, happens. And if we get fired, we're going to go drinking. You know what I mean? Hell with it. We'll be in a bar by noon. Hell with them. You know, blah, 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 blah.
Because that's what you're saying when you get drunk.
So we walk into the studio. We walk into the first door, the glass doors into the lobby. And all the other three radio stations had newspaper, their windows, on their studios in solidarity for us.
FU to the big boss.
So when the bosses walked in that morning, all the other stations said, you know what? If you're going to fire these guys, we're going to newspaper up our studios. And I think that had a lot to do with us keeping our jobs.
It did. Our boss walked down. The boss who wanted to fire us literally walked down on bit of a smirk. And he said, I came in this morning. And he's like, look at this. Because we had no idea, right? Mm-hmm. We had no freaking idea. So he just said, this is why you are keeping your job.
Yep.
I was like, I thought it's because we did a great show.
No.
Because we crushed it yesterday.
It was unbelievable.
You son of a bitch.
We broke the website. It's still not even up yet.
No, but they had her back, man, and that was a great moment.
That was one.
And it was a big old middle finger to that son of a whore.
And that was the first time we met Dennis Hoff. So he will still remain
that was
on
the first time.
Remain on the ballot in Nevada.
Yeah.
As he is still running, and since the ballots were already mailed out, he's going to remain on the ballot for the state house seat in the November election. And thanks for letting us tell that story there about Dennis Hoff. Our question: what happened after they died? 844-999. Ola, we'll take your calls coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola, bitches, you're listening to the Men's Room.
A family is shocked and upset after their son came home and told them about a bizarre incident in high school. He said another student brought cookies to school baked with her grandmother's ashes and was passing them around. The girl is going around telling everyone, basically at this point, that she had brought in these cookies to school with human ashes in them.
Did you buy a Girl Scout cookies from her?
Probably not.
What are they made from?
He says the tainted cookies were made by a student 2 weeks ago, give them to others. The boy's family, who ate one of the cookies, agreed to speak to Fox 40 on the condition that their identities be hidden for fear of repercussion. It blew my mind. I mean, I don't know why. Like, oh, my God, who's going to come after you? The ash and the cookie supporters? It blew my mind. I was really repulsed, and I was upset that I wasn't even notified, according to the boy's mother. The student's mother says school administrators questioned her son, fearing he may have eaten one of the cookies. Her son says that after being questioned, he was asked to submit a statement about what happened and sign it. I understand the heinousness in what happened here.
Wait, did she tell people, hey, man, these are cookies, but my grandmother's ashes are in them?
Yes, she put ashes in the cookies.
But they knew this.
Did they know when they were eating the cookie the ashes were in
them? Because
I don't think initially. I think they were found out after. but on the condition of, okay, and that's a horrible thing to do. But, and I'm not trying to, I'm just saying.
Why?
They act like, is there nothing of any health problem could happen from that, right?
No. I mean,
it's carbon at this point.
Look, man, it's just more, hey, look, it's not that you're in danger. It's just, we understand psychologically why this might bother you.
Sure.
Because this, like, I understand, it might not even taste different, but if you said, listen, there's two chocolate chip cookies, that one with the Hershey Kiss in the middle has the ashes of a dead relative. I wouldn't eat it.
No.
Even, like, it might taste fine. Nothing wrong with it. I'm just not going to eat it.
Right.
Because I know there's a dead person in it. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that? Why would you think your grandmother would want you to do that? Or is it one of these weird things where no one knows, but grandma in some Stephen King way with her bony fingers, like the last thing she was like, feed me to someone.
Well, it's better than your kids getting excited thinking it's a hidden Christmas present.
All right, that was a little different. All right, so the dog had died, all right, and it sucked, and she died in like mid-November, right before the start of the holidays. So it is now holiday season, and the kids, as they are wont to do, are snooping around the house, knowing, in spite of the belief in Santa Claus, somehow they still believe that Santa might keep some of the gifts around the house.
Oh, so, why not? Because it's easier for transport.
Right.
Well, parents get gifts, too.
Do we?
No,
do
no,
we, Ted? Actually, what are those gifts?
Well, I always got gifts from Santa. No, I'm saying Santa and my parents.
Yes, there is that.
No, they don't. As parents, you don't get gifts.
But so I don't realize that's what they're doing, man. It's like I'm like watching football, whatever it is, man. But they're snooping around the house. I'm not aware of this, but they have this smug look on their face. Understand it side by side, and like, we find something in your closet. Like, what, man? Think like it's a raccoon or something. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know a kid. It's always bad when they have that look on their face. So I'm like, what? We found one of our presents. Well, it's not the hiding place. Oh, what did you find? Did you find a box? Yeah. So was it in the back of the closet? Yeah. That's your dog. She's dead. She was cremated. There's a weird silence. I just turned around and started watching football again, all right? They went away. They came back. They still look a little sullen. I said, you know why you don't snoop around the house now?
I keep dead animals in the closet.
Yeah. They can believe that. The thing is,
you're a dead animal.
Yeah. But I made it clear.
If you're not nice, I'll keep a dead animal in your closet.
But I don't feel bad because here's the thing. Like, one, I told you don't snoop around the house, right? You don't go through other people's things. That's just the general rule. Now you know why. And it might be because daddy kills animals. You don't know. I'll let that weigh on you, right? Let that sink in, right? It's understood. And that's where your dog is now.
Did that box say Pet Solutions on it?
Pet Solutions. All your pets. There was nothing wrong with her, but she wasn't a good dog.
A picture of Ted like a plumber, one of those plumber ads where like the plumber's always going to be on the ad, like the actual dude.
Yeah.
Pet Solutions.
She was 16 weeks old and healthy.
What? And you still got a wrench in your hand, too.
What happened after they died? 844-999-OLA.
Oh, that's so bad.
With a wrench.
Big old monkey wrench.
That's just not
like one of those ones the firemen had. The fire hydrant.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That looks scarier, or am I just smiling?
No, just smile like the average guy.
What if he does walks?
I'm just saying. Like,
what are his solutions? What is he doing? You know, I'll go huge smile. Just massive, like insane.
Just
like, hey, problem at home? Call Pet Solutions. I promise I'll only bring this one wrench.
That's all you need.
Right? And then the kids will figure it out.
And a tarp.
What happened?
Let me lay this down on the floor. I'll be right back, kids.
I put the trees in the tarp.
Right. Take it to the phone.
What happened after they died?
It's never as smooth as calling the wolf.
844-999-OLA. Hold the line there for a second. We'll take a quick break for station identification and get to your calls right after these.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.